A lot of voters want to avoid the dangers of waiting in lines at polling places due to COVID-19. There's also the new state law that makes it easier for people to vote from home using an absentee ballot. But this surge of interest in absentee voting has also led to complications. Emma Davis of Detroit says she applied online for an absentee ballot.
With the pandemic and a kind of weird sense of time, I didn't particularly want to incur an extra risk of waiting in line at the polls on Tuesday.
Davis waited several days, but her ballot never arrived. She went back online and checked the clerk's website. She saw that it had not been sent.
So I started getting a little concerned that I wouldn't receive the ballot even in time to send it back.
On Friday, Davis decided to head into the clerk's office and waited about 20 minutes in a socially distanced line to get her absentee ballot. And she brought it home to fill it out. Davis has until 8 p.m. on Election Day to drop off her ballot. If she misses that deadline, her ballot won't be counted. Also on Friday, the Michigan Supreme Court refused to hear a case filed by the League of Women Voters. It asked the court to require any ballot postmarked by 8 o'clock on the day of the election to be counted. So the 8 o'clock drop-off is the rule, at least for the primary. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says mailed-in ballots arriving after the Election Day deadline is the number one reason why absentee ballots are rejected, and those votes are not counted.
At this point, we encourage people to use the drop boxes that are in nearly every jurisdiction in our state. You have to use your local drop box because that is the one in which your local clerk will pick up the ballot on election night and begin the tabulation process.
The two other most common reasons absentee ballots are rejected, she says, are people forget to sign the outer envelope or the signature on the ballot does not match the signature that's on file with local clerks. This primary will be a stress test on plans to deal with voting during a health crisis, as well as implementing the wishes of voters who adopted an initiative in 2018 to make it easier to cast an absentee ballot.
We're really looking at August as a proving ground for what November could look like.
Justin Roebuck is the Ottawa County Clerk. He says he's going to be looking at how efficiently his operation can tabulate a record number of absentee ballots, but also safely operate polling places for people who still want to show up and vote.
What do our precincts look like? What does the traffic in the precinct look like? And how can we properly handle that flow, you know, with appropriate social distancing measures and, you know, making sure that our equipment and our voting booths are clean and that voters feel safe.
And voters may not know who the winners and the losers are on election night.
We need to normalize that election results will take longer when there are large numbers of ballots coming by mail.
Amy Cohen of the National Association of State Election Directors says that's true not only in Michigan, but across the country.
It's not a sign that there's a problem or some kind of compromise. It's proof of the commitment that election officials have to the integrity of the process and to counting every eligible vote.
So we might just have to get used to the reality that it will become more common for elections to be called days, not hours, after the last ballot's been accepted. I'm Rick Pluta.